My question is the government still time traveling, and how, if they are?
All right, thanks, and we'll let you listen on the radio.
Are
they still time?
The answer is yes, they are still using time travel techniques, but it's under much more rigid control than it was. They ran into problems in doing some of the time travel. The earliest time travel system, believe it or not, was developed partly accidentally and partly by deliberate design in 1938, before World War II started. And that was a Navy research being done on a brand new aircraft carrier known as a Kearsarge. And it's a very long and complicated story, but that was the open door occurred at that point to learn about time travel, and eventually through intervention and help from some people in the future, because the Kearsarge disappeared for a couple of months and it came back and it was undamaged, but we learned about time travel and what the physics were.
What kind of equipment did they use for that, Al?
In the early days then, there was an accidental discovery involving crystal emplacements put in the bottom of the ocean floor by the Atlantean civilization 12,000 years ago for massive transport of large payloads by ship, literally instantly transporting them from point A to B to C and what have you. So that gave rise to, later on, our teleportation systems as well as time travel. So if you can transport large objects instantaneously from point A to point B, if you know how to create a, shall we call it a wormhole, an artificial wormhole.
Mm-hmm.
And this was what Montauk basically was all about, developing a very viable wormhole system, which they were very successful at doing when they finally got all of the wrinkles out of it. We traveled to the moon, we traveled to Mars before Montauk went down in 83. And I was in one of the crews that went to Mars. The wreckage, you know, I can give you some insight into that. The Martian civilization was very viable at one time. That, of course, is pretty well assumed by NASA and current scientists. But they had some kind of disasters there, and they retreated to the interior of the planet. They built a huge series of cities underground. The Martians survived from the estimated time period when the surface civilization collapsed at about 250,000 years ago. This is an estimate made by NASA, to the interior, and then the people that were left in the interior eventually died out, except those who transferred to Earth and became one of the Native American groups here on Earth. But the cities were all still there, and when we found the way to get there by means of a wormhole, there was a lot of massive exploration underground.
Hmm.
And of course, we also had colonies built on the top surface, which also gave rise to some of the requests for exploration of the underground. And the whole story about Mars has been so thoroughly covered up, it's unbelievable. Yes, there is water there. Much of it was contained on the inside, and that is the inside of the planet.
Is there life as we know it out there now?
Yes, mostly humans.
Underground?
Yes. There's huge military operations on Mars now. A friend of mine was part of it. That's why I know so much about it.
What you're saying is at this point, 2005,
yes,
we have been going to Mars.
Yes, we've been doing it for years.
We
don't use it. For heavy payloads, we can use spaceships, which we have developed sufficient for.
Why don't they want us to know about it? Why don't they just simply tell us? Hey,
it's
folks.
It's the old game of secrecy. I mean, you keep your population in control by not letting them know everything. And those who are on top who love secrecy and they love to be on top of everything. And we know what's going on and we know what's best. And the general population doesn't need to know about these things. Plus, I might add, there are aspects of the Martian civilization and what else they found there, which involves transport galactic-wise of the same type of wormhole phenomena, part of it which was natural and part of it which was artificial. There were huge transportation links at one time in the past, galactic travel links using wormhole technology. And this involves older civilizations.
I'd love to see some pictures there.
I'm sorry?
Love to see some pictures there.
Yeah, so would I.